Come here, you brave gallants of fame and renown. Here is a brave doctor that is new come to town. He hath been in Holland, in France, and in Spain, and he can help a maid to her maidenhead again. All other diseases I likewise can cure, the which young women they much do endure. Therefore come unto me, you that are not wed, for the chief of my skill is to cure your maidenhead. I have been at Dover, at Barwick likewise, in France and in Flanders, my skill they much prize. All sorts of young women will me entertain, because I do help them to their maidenhead again. I have been at Glasgow and Scotland throughout, where Moggy and Jenny for joy they did shout. There is not such a doctor in all Scotland doth remain. Now Moggy and Jenny are maidens again. Throughout the whole nation and country about, my fame it is known to Turkey quite out. Then take your opportunity whilst here I do remain, for when I am gone you would wish me here again. I must have a fatter that was hatched in an egg, likewise a quick ass that has never a leg. A swan with five legs you must fetch me from Spain, and then I can help you to your maidenheads again. I must have an oak that in Norway did grow. I must have a fat buck that was pigged by a sow. I must have an eagle hatched under an hen, and then I can help you to your maidenheads again. I must have a cuckoo that at Christmas did cry. I must have a young swallow that in March did fly. An egg of an ant pie you must fetch me from Spain, and then I can help you to your maidenhead again. When they in Virginia no tobacco can plant, when at Paris in France holy water is scant, when there is not a Tory in Ireland do remain, oh, then you shall all become maidens again. When there is no division betwixt church and state, when old wives speak reason and hens cannot crake, when the errant dissembler truth to all men do mean, oh, then you will all become maidens again. When the cat she can speak both Latin and Greek, and the monkey doth teach her to write and to read, and the fox comes to tell them their labors in vain, then you will all become maidens again. And now, all young maids, I you do advise, whatever you do to be merry and wise, keep close to your maidenheads whilst they do remain, for when they are gone you'll ne'er see them again.